white sumac that maybe it's very poison. And
this little plant that may be a vine, or it may be just a plant that is
poison ivy and poison oak. They're two different. I don't know them apart. One of them grows as a vine, and I don't know for sure what the poison oak looks like, but whether we just use it interchangeably.
And a berry that's very popular, served with cream and sugar, red and sometimes large. And
strawberries.
And another one that is much darker, that's also used to make jams.
Blackberries.
And another one.
Dewberries.
Another one. Mm-hmm. The sound of it sounds like a saw to me.
What is that? I'm trying to think. People go out and pick them. I'm not crazy about them, but I think.
I don't know of this one while I had the impression.
What is it? Muscadine?
You have a berry you call a
raspberry? Well, they can grow here, but not very prevalent.
And if some berries are not edible, they're actually harmful, you might say they are
poison.
And another shrub that often grows in the mountains that has a name laurel. Are the varieties of this that grow?
Laurel. Well, we have a few mountain laurel. I've seen mostly just the blossoms on that. Does it mean it's a fruit too?
No.
Oh,
sure.
Mountain laurel. They're pretty, but they're more in. I saw worlds of beautiful ones in Brevard, North Carolina, this spring.
Right. And I'm not sure whether this is being treated as a plant or as a flower, rhododendron?
Oh, yes.
Is there a variety of laurel?
Is it a variety of laurel, you say?
I'm asking.
It could be. I don't think so. It's a different plant entirely. They may belong to the same family, but rhododendron is a different, distinct blossom from the laurel.
Right. And the typically southern tree with the big blossom.
Magnolias.
And
I've got one blossom on the top of a little tree yesterday.
Well, that's wonderful. They're beautiful. Mm-hmm. And if someone comes and asks you a question, or perhaps invites you, and you want to say that, well, you have to consult with Mr. You would say, I must ask
my husband.
And he would say, I must ask
my wife.
And if someone's husband is dead, you refer to her as a
widow.
And the paternal parent is not your mother, but your
not my mother.
Your other parent.
Oh, my father.
And do you have any other words that you might call your father? Affectionate terms or
daddy or dad. And I guess that's it.
Okay, and your mother. Any other
affection? No, well, mama.
And the word that you use for both of them, your mother and your father, you say they are my
parents.
And your father's father, you call?
No, paternal grandparent.
And do you have any variations of that? Just affectionate or
well, granny or grand, I don't know exactly.
The grandfather.
Uh-huh.
You'd say?
Well, that's the main thing I would say. Grandpa.
Grandpa. And for the grandmother?
Grandma.
Uh-huh. And if you're saying that your children are still in school, they're not grown up, you'd say our children are?
Still.